What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Passes does it again. It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
What's up? Welcome back to Play Tessie. It is episode 250. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Before we get going, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts. Rate it 5 stars. You know the drill. And find us on WEEI's YouTube channel. You can hit the subscribe button there and you can find the Play Tessie playlist there. Hit the thumbs up on all the videos. We really appreciate it. And then follow us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And on this edition of Play Tessie, episode 250. We got an interview with new Red Sox reliever Steven Matz, the new lefty that they acquired from the St. Louis Cardinals for Blaze Jordan on the eve before the trade deadline. It was about midnight or something along those lines when the notification popped in, breaking news, Red Sox to acquire Steven Matz, lefty in this bullpen, and was a good interview. I enjoyed getting to know Steven Matz. I love the other side of the trade deadline because we do a bunch of interviews at the beginning in spring training, and we get to know a lot of these guys. And then at the trade deadline, it's like you get it can be a wave of new talent. Like last year, there was a bunch of new guys. This year, only a couple, but like Steven Matz comes in and it's like, hey, you want to chop it up with the Play Tessie guys? It's like, hell yeah.
He's a smart guy too, because when we introduced ourselves and asked him to do the interview, he paused for a second, kind of looked at us and was like, gave a little Larry David look and was like, all right, I'll do the interview. And then we had a good time, man. I like Steven Matz. Didn't really know what to expect. You know, granted, haven't done a ton of Steven Matz interview listening prior to this one. So good personality, super friendly guy. Very, very easy to root for. Now, whenever he pitches, I'm like, this is a good dude. I like rooting for him. I think he told us a story about a absolutely terrifying thing that happened to him on an airplane one time, because you know we had to bring up the airplane celebration, how was this explained to you, and I did not expect to get that good of an answer.
It was unexpected,
and I have to take a plane ride in 2 days as we're recording, so I love thinking about this right now. I love thinking about scary stuff happening on airplanes as I prepare to get on one myself.
Let's let him figure out what that scary event on that Steven Matz plane flight was. All right, should we get right into this interview?
Yeah, hit it.
All right, here's our interview with new Red Sox reliever Steven Matz.
All right, we're here with new Red Sox reliever Steven Matz. First off, welcome to Boston. Welcome to town, man.
Thank you.
So you pitched in the postseason your rookie year as a starter 10 years ago, and you haven't been back since, but what was that like for you, and what would it mean for you to pitch in the postseason again here in Boston?
Oh, man, you can already get a sense of these fans and this crowd. I mean, every time coming here as a visitor, it's always a different environment. So I think it would be incredible. You know, that's why we play this game, to win the World Series. And so I think that would be something special, especially in Boston.
Yeah.
This is generally a pretty young team, a young group of guys around you. What advice would you give these young guys on what it takes to play in October?
I think for me, I was, you know, really young doing it myself, and just enjoy it and not put more pressure on yourself. Just, it's, you know, treat it like another game, but you know, the fans and the environment's going to give you the adrenaline you need. I don't think you need to change anything.
So you've been traded before, never at midseason. What's that process like? Did you know that you might be moved? Were you part of that process? Was it a shocking phone call? What did that look like for you this year?
I knew there was in my mind it was a 50% chance that I would get traded. You know, as we got closer to the deadline, I felt like that was greater and greater every day because the Cardinals weren't playing well. So, you know, I was preparing a little bit, but Boston wasn't really on my radar. And so when I heard that I was going to Boston, you know, you're kind of waiting. He's like, yeah, we just traded you. And you're like, all right, Boston. I'm like, oh, wow, that's awesome. So I'm so excited to be here.
Feels like they lurk in the shadows. Like, I feel like your name didn't come up connected to the Red Sox at all, and then pow, it's like midnight, and there it goes.
Yeah, that's how I felt. You know, I don't have any social media or anything, so I didn't know, you know, what the rumors were. I would just kind of have to Google it and see, but Boston wasn't on the radar, so.
So they called you, like, in the middle of the night? That's how it went?
Right after a game.
Right after a game.
Yep, okay. Wednesday night.
Nice. Okay, so you've played in some pretty crazy environments. Like, the Mets in the World Series, like, one of my best friends in college was a huge Mets fan, so we were watching all those games, and, like, Mets fans that year got crazy. But you kind of got dropped in here at, like, this is kind of the apex of how Fenway Park has been in the last half decade. Like, it has been awesome here night in and night out. How does it feel for you to kind of just get dropped in here, like, right at that moment when all of this is happening and the team is playing so well?
Yeah, no, it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's hard to match this environment around the league. I mean, Wrigley was pretty awesome this year, and I would say that's the only comp that I've played in. You know, Wrigley this year was really exciting. But this is as good as environment I've played in all year. And to just come in and get traded into this environment, you know, I just want to come alongside and do what I can to help and be an asset. So,
you had Cardinals, Cubs. Now you're going to have Sox, Yankees coming up soon. Are you excited for that?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be exciting. Obviously, growing up in New York, that was kind of a part of it, you know, Yankees, Red Sox. And so it'll be a really fun series.
Hell, yeah. Did you grow up a Yankees fan?
No, my family was more Mets fans. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yep. Just checking. I mean, we've got guys here who grew up Yankee fans.
Yeah. That's true.
Or Chris Murphy.
Yeah, Murph.
Yeah. Murph did. Grew up a Yankee fan.
So you get here, and the whole dugout is doing the airplane turbulence celebration. That had to have been a little bit confusing for you. How was the celebration sort of explained to you?
Oh, actually, I think there was an article on the MLB app or something that I read about that. About the airplane ride, so I kind of knew it coming in, what was going on, but I heard about the plane ride, and I'm glad I got to miss that one.
Have you ever had a ride like that? Because I can't really imagine being that jarred from a plane ride, knock on wood. Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
No, last year I flew separately from the team going to Colorado, and our plane got struck by lightning in the middle air.
Oh, my God.
And so that was a little terrifying, but it only lasted, you know, 1 second or so. So it wasn't a 45-minute roller coaster ride. So.
What's that like inside the plane? Like, how did you know?
Loud?
It's just like a strobe.
Yeah, it was like a big bright flash and kind of like a... It wasn't super loud, but you kind of like felt it and you kind of heard a pop.
Oh, my God.
Everyone yelled and you're just kind of looking around like, we good?
So, oh, my God. Did they like announce it? They're like, hey, we just got struck by lightning, but you guys are good.
They never
you're not
going
to die.
My cousin actually told me a while back that planes get struck by lightning all the time and you're good. Oh. So in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, we're good. But I was like, what's, you know, before I found out we got struck by lightning, it was yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. All right. Let's get to know Steven Matz a little bit here. What are you an expert in besides baseball?
I'm an expert in nothing. You know, I have no college degree. I've been playing baseball my whole life. I have a lot of interest, but no expert.
What are you interested in besides baseball then?
I like the outdoors. I like history. Love history. Not necessarily good at it. I feel like this is a newfound interest for me. So
what kind of history?
Everywhere we go, most American history. So
nice.
Everywhere we go, like when I was here earlier in the year, I was buzzing around Newport, Rhode Island, and checking out some of the history there, doing the Freedom Trail, done all that stuff here. So everywhere I go, I try to find a little, you know, American history.
Yeah, because you guys are well-traveled. You know, you get an opportunity to see a lot of cool places.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is kind of the perfect town if you're into American history. Boston, we're old here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of cool stuff.
Yep.
All right, so very broad question for you. Just give me a fun fact that Red Sox fans should know about you.
Fun fact, I would say my wife is a touring musician, and so for the past few, right after the season, I go on the tour bus with her, and for the first month and a half or so, we're just living on a tour bus.
Nice. What kind of music?
She does Christian music. Her brother and her sister, they're in a band. So.
Name of the band?
Kane, C-A-I-N.
Got it. Yep. King?
C-A-I-N.
C-A-I-N.
Yep.
C-A-I-N. Got it.
Wait, does she do your entrance music?
No. There are a couple, like Brandon Nimmo uses it, and
that's
Alex
cool.
Call. I didn't even know while we were playing them, and he was using my wife's song, so
that's
pretty
that's
cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love
cool.
that. What do you use?
I've used the same one since 2013, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Call Me the Breeze.
Oh, I love that.
All right, we got a fun final one for you. Have you ever seen the movie The Town?
I think I have, yeah.
Ben Affleck, they robbed this place right here. So the question for you is, you get three teammates and a getaway driver to rob Fenway with, past or present. Who are you picking and why?
I'm probably picking DeGrom. we're really close. I felt like we've kind of done a lot of crazy things together when we were young back in the day. And then probably Devin Mesoraco, because he's kind of, he'll keep us in line. So probably those two guys.
Who's driving?
Yeah, who's the getaway?
Need a driver.
DeGrom. DeGrom's a driver, 100%.
DeGrom's a driver. Is he a crazy driver? We've had a few. Yeah, we've asked the guys in the Red Sox, and apparently a few of the guys are like crazy drivers. So yeah. Would that be DeGrom?
He would, yeah, definitely.
All right. We've got that. We got Chapman.
Chapman's got the massive tanks.
That's a good point. Yeah. I haven't been teammates with these guys long enough to figure that out. So
the extra Fenway robbers later in the season.
Yeah, perfect.
Awesome. Steven, thank you for the time.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, big shout out to new Red Sox reliever Steven Matz for making his playtesty debut, jumping on with the boys. Really appreciate him jumping on and excited to see him get into a postseason game this year. The Red Sox got to get to the postseason. I think they will. And Steven Matz is going to be on that postseason roster. He's going to get in a game. It'll be the first time since 2015 with the Mets in the World Series. Hasn't pitched in the postseason since then, so it'll be very cool to see, you know, 10 years, that big gap. But he's got that postseason experience, not just in one of these early, you know, wild card rounds that a lot of teams get to. No, he's pitched on the biggest stage. He's started games at the biggest stage. Like, Bueller's obviously pitched World Series games, so he'd probably be the best guy to talk to about that. But
Crochet. Crochet pitched in the playoffs.
Not in the World Series, though. Yes, no. He's pitched in the playoffs. But Giolito also pitched in the playoffs. Like, there's guys they have. But how many of them have pitched in the World Series? Steven Matz has.
You know what he kind of is? He is a calming presence, much like the music from his lovely wife's band. He's like a calming presence because he's been there. He's done that. He's very low-key when he talks. He's probably... He even said to us, it's just another game when you're pitching in the playoffs. So I think for a young team to have a guy like that around, regardless of he's one of the lower end of the bullpen guys, like for now, who knows? He could be one of the leverage guys when it's in September and October. Who knows?
I think he will be.
Not mad at the addition. I don't think anyone was upset with the addition when he got added. Still, weeks later, solid bullpen guy. Like I said, calming presence. We love that.
So I'm looking at... So his wife's band's name is Kane, and I literally just pulled up the Wikipedia page here, and it's her and her sisters, Taylor Madison and Logan Kane, grew up in Alabama, where their dad was the pastor of a Pentecostal church. The trio's music career got an early start when, at 4 years old, Taylor Kane wrote a Christmas song for them to sing in three-part harmony at 4 years old. That's crazy.
Awesome. It's so sick that he travels with them too. Like, this is a guy who, I mean, he's a Major League Baseball player. He goes without
travels
saying.
All year.
He has money, but he's like, no, I want to go on the tour bus and live like a musician. I think that's awesome. A cool guy. This made me a much bigger Steven Matz fan.
Definitely. I mean, think about it. Like, if you're a Major League Baseball player, you're basically like, to put it in music, like a music perspective, like, it's as if you're on a tour for over half the year, especially if you're pitching in the playoffs or playing in the playoffs.
Good way to put
it. So like, imagine if you were just on tour for half a year, you'd probably want to go home or to some tropical island or whatever and just relax until you got to go do it again. Him, he's like, nah, man, like, I love my wife. I want to support her. Like, she's doing this, and like, I respect her game, and I want to be a part of that. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, she's super supportive of his career endeavors. And like, obviously he's been super successful. He's made a ton of money in this game, but like, he's got to be supportive of her too. And it's cool to see him do that. I mean, damn, like, traveling with her in the off season, like, this guy doesn't rest.
I'm a Matz guy, dude. Big Matz guy.
Big Matz guys. But yeah, shout out to Steven Matz for jumping on with the boys. Excited to continue getting to know him for the rest of the year. And if he's back here, obviously he's an expiring contract, but if he's back next year, obviously we'd love to continue to get to know him and have him on again anytime. So shout out to him. We appreciate him coming on. So Steven Matz, That was the interview of the day here on Play Tessie. We appreciate you guys tuning in for our 250th episode. Like, that kind of just jumped on us. I don't know if we do anything in increments of 50, but it's like, it feels like we just did 200. Now we're doing 250. 300 is going to jump on us, what, probably this offseason, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably close to the end of this season, right? If we're doing three a week, we're going to end at like 275 probably this season.
Okay, so yeah, sometime this winter we'll hit 300. That'll be 300.
And for episode 300, Gordo is giving $100 of his own money to every listener. And isn't that generous? Wow.
And I will also write a song for you, me, and Pat to sing in three-part harmony.
Wow. That's, my heart is touched.
Yeah. This is just what a time to be alive on the Play Tessie podcast. But
you said it.
Yeah, so shout out again to Steven Matson. Shout out to you for listening and tuning into this one. We appreciate you guys tuning in. Remember to subscribe. You get the notifications when episodes drop. So wherever you get your podcasts, hit the subscribe button. Rate 5 stars. Like, you know the drill. We tell you to do this every single episode. But it really helps us out when you subscribe. So that's why we do it. Helps the numbers out. Helps you out. You get the noties. So we appreciate that. And then find us on YouTube on WEI's channel. Subscribe there as well. Hit the thumbs up on all of the Play Tessie videos there. And then... oh, yeah, they're in the Play Tessie playlist. And then find us on the socials, at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Remember to hit that follow button. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, for our guest Steven Matz, it is Gordo here for episode 250 of Play Tessie. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.